it's coming. Rut for us.
Hemp.
Alshon.
Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take
OB.
It.
It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay.
Cause.
Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Touchdown, Bears.
An OB show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
We've got a thriller, 127 to go, 27-24, the Green Bay Packers in the lead. The Bears were down 27-10 going to the fourth quarter, a rough third quarter as it was 10-10 at the half, but the Bears with third and goal at the 3-yard line with a chance to A, win the football game, or B, send it into overtime.
Take the lead, not win the game. There's still time left. I mean, look, a minute.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so, but here's the whole point of it. Matt Barkley, and please, I've heard all these people say, oh, he's a manager. BS, this kid's the real deal. We've seen enough of it. We'll get two more games of Matt Barkley, but couple of turnovers in the third quarter, Ed, and the kid just keeps battling and playing hard, and it's fun to watch.
There's no question about it, and I like to say one thing right now.
A fourth drop by the wide receivers, I might add again.
But for this game, three games to go, and it's the Packers, and it's at home, I'm going to give kudos to the coaching staff for having them not give up and ready to play.
Hey, so hang on, before we, I want to have a first guess here. It's fourth and goal at the 3-yard line right now. You kick the field goal, OB?
Yes.
What would you do right now?
Not me. I'd go for it. They won three games, lost 10.
Hamp,
what are you worried about?
Hamp,
go for it.
Hamp, what would you do?
Oh, they're going to kick the field goal and try to fight it out in overtime if they don't get beat with Aaron Rodgers with a minute and 20 seconds.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand what Ed's saying, but I don't think
I agree.
You coach your team like you're winning. Going to win every game.
I disagree. This, to me, again, it makes no sense to me at all. Go for it. You fought back. You either win the game or lose it.
Hamp, what would you have done?
Well, you still
there's
may
no
lose
question.
It anyway.
OB honestly is exactly right. What do you play the game for?
To
win the game.
To win
right.
the
and
game.
Yes, you have a chance to win, but
percentages
you
are
don't
in your
come
favor.
Up with it.
Right.
John Fox is a guy that's going to play percentage football until he's out of here, and he's playing percentage football, giving his team a chance to win if they can stop him. Hey, who's saying that Green Bay
doesn't make a turnover?
Exactly. They could. It's one of those situations where you do what. Basically, the rule book.
It's all about. It's all about percentages.
Hold, listen, Lake Michigan can dry up too. Okay, you got to go
a high
for the
percentage
win.
Of that,
I'll
though,
guarantee
Ed.
You. You ask any one of those players that are out there now. Those 11 guys. What would they want to do? They want to go for the touchdown.
And you're
guarantee
right.
You.
And Ed, that's the coach's job is to not be like a player and actually make sound, intelligent decisions that allow his team to
that
win.
May, not now, Glenn. Not now.
See,
not
I,
today
you
against this team in that stadium in this weather.
If you
go for the win.
If you don't convert it, Ed, and you lose, because the game's over if they don't make it.
Oh, he would.
It's done. Hey,
he knows he would have been put on the spigot.
Oh, hey, listen.
It's over for him.
The fans have been behind him 100% behind the Bears today. It's been incredible. Don't you fans, I'm going to tell you something. The Bear fans, the absolute greatest in the world. Did you hear them all day for four quarters out there roaring and screaming and cheering that team on?
Yep, no doubt.
That's absolutely correct.
Hey, let's set up the show here. It's by the way, the 22-yard field goal was the decision. Connor Barth made the 22-yard field goal. We are tied at 27. Green Bay has the football. As they try to mount.
Upset Sunday, by the way, in the National Football League. Minnesota got taken apart, so a lot going on.
Kansas City
just lost the game on a final kick. Tennessee, two in a row, and they've taken down two big dogs, Dan, in the AFC side of things.
So Green Bay has the ball on their own 26-yard line with 109 to go. The Chiefs were up early, too, and their offense went away, and somehow they blew a game to the Titans at home, which is a big loss for them.
Dan has another point here. Guys, look, it's Aaron Rodgers they have to get a first down here or the Bears may get the ball back again. So this game's far from over. But and I understand, Ed, the emotion and everything else. But a football coach has to eliminate emotion and do the smart, intelligent things at all time to win football games. That's what coaches are paid to do.
Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by your local Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. I'm Mark Carmen. We are on CLTV until 4 o'clock, and then we're with you on WGN Radio the whole time.
First play's made.
Till 5:30. Yes, Kwiatkowski has been brutal all day long.
Well, he's a step too slow for the National
I mean, he's been around the football.
He's a step too slow, but he can't. When he can hit you, he'll hit you.
Yeah. So
yeah, go ahead.
Let me just say, Hamp, that it's we are sponsored at the start of the show by the Patrick Dealer Group, sponsored by Martin Chevy. Go ahead, Hall of Famer.
Your point right off the top was, you know, all week long I hear people talking about Matt Barkley. Well, he doesn't have the big arm. He can't really hum the ball. He can't. Every time I look up, he's firing the ball on time and putting the ball on receivers. And again, we've had five drops today, but still, he battled back and brought him back for 17 fourth quarter points when everybody across the United States had the Bears buried and dead.
Well, here's the thing about Barkley. This kid just started 3 weeks ago. First time ever. He's been in the league 4 years. And for this young man to come in and have this kind of control and be able to read and see the defenses and react to him, whether it's pass or run, it's incredible, folks. I would have bet against this, that Barkley coming in. If I was the opponents, I'd have went after him from day one and buried him.
But
I'll tell you what. He has stepped up to the plate. He's done a phenomenal job.
Yep, 30 of 43, 362 yards. He's got a couple of touchdowns, three interceptions. One of them was a Hail Mary pass, though. The other, he had a receiver getting held.
The receiver didn't jump after the ball.
The rookie, seventh-round pick, Daniel Braverman, probably fifth play in the NFL. He did not make an effort for the ball, and Clinton Hicks was waiting with his arms open.
The one pick was horrible over the middle. And it was very.
That's the worst throw he's made in a month.
It was like Jake Cutler-esque in nature.
Yes,
it was a bad throw. But here's the whole thing. Look, this isn't like a comeback or incredible story. Ed, this kid was one of the top three picks if he had come out his junior year in college at USC. First freshman to start at USC as a true freshman at quarterback. So, you know, this is a kid that can play. And, of course, the Packers do that too.
Here we go.
You're right, Ed. But, again.
A bomb to Jordy Nelson puts him in field goal position.
Settle down, Ed. You're right. I get you what you're saying, but don't get frustrated with it.
They're playing against Aaron Rodgers. Not Joe Schmo, the rag picker.
Well, you know what? I hear you, but the odds
you got to keep the ball out of his hands.
But either way, he gets the ball.
I don't care. It was the wrong call. Go for the win. You're 3-10 or whatever the hell they are, and you're going to play some strategical game against the Packers? It's not going to happen.
3-10 is correct, and Aaron Rodgers just threw basically a 50-yard Hail Mary right down the middle of the field.
Not a Hail Mary. It was an easy throw.
That's in their game.
Easy throw.
It's a post pattern. Watch him. He runs the post pattern.
Ball was
as everybody else does, okay?
Right, and no safety help in the middle, which, again, I don't know how you're not doubling Jordy Nelson at this point, but whatever.
Ball was in the air for about 3 days. How that ball doesn't get knocked down, I'm not exactly sure, but it was complete to Jordy Nelson. And the Packers spiked the football. The Bears have called timeout, so hold on a second here. But
The Packers kicked the field goal, and Bears now called the timeout with 2 seconds left, and the Packers
the
are
the master
now
strategist.
Oh,
calls
did he
a
call
timeout?
A timeout before he kicked it? Oh, so they got to re-kick it then.
Here we go.
Don't lean back either. I'm worried about that chair for you. Well, you know what? My job today is to protect you from falling.
From yourself.
I get what you're saying.
We're trying to protect OB.
Why don't we do this? We'll take quick timeout.
Yes, let's do that.
We'll take quick timeout. Green Bay is set up to kick a, what is it, Hamp? 40-yard field goal, whatever it is.
No, they're at the 15-yard.
No,
okay,
it's a 32-yarder.
Okay, fine. 32-yard field goal to win the game for Green Bay with 3 seconds to go. 27 apiece. OB said go for it.
You're damn right.
Yeah, you did. You did. And that's why I wanted to get that in there before it happened. All right. Tonight, we'll discuss it coming back. Or tonight, watch the Blackhawks skate against the Sharks on home ice.
Game over.
Tonight at 6, Green Bay has kicked the field goal. The Bears lost. Okay.
It's a gut punch, and you know what? In hindsight, yeah, we should have won.
No, but they played the percentage. He did it right.
Yeah, you know, it didn't work out, but he did it right.
Who did?
The head coach Fox. John Fox. And look, I'm more critical than anybody, but Ed, he played it right on that call.
No, he didn't. No, yeah. That's your opinion. That's right. Dan's opinion. My opinion is, again, they're 3-10. They're at home. You go for the win.
Yeah, but it's not the win.
Don't let the Packers have that ball with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Because guess what? What did you see? What happened?
Ed, listen, let's say they convert it and score. They kick off. They are now, they're on the 15-yard line. They got three more plays to score a touchdown.
It doesn't matter. Go for the win.
But it's,
come on, show who you are. What are you waiting for? What are you worried about?
Okay, Philadelphia ties the Baltimore Ravens with just seconds left. Instead of kicking the extra point and tying it up at 27-27, they go for a two-point conversion. They fail. They lose. All I'm trying to tell you is there's lots of ways to skin a cat. Fox thinks, hey, my defense is kicking butt. I'm going to give them a chance.
Down, yeah.
And you know what? Aaron Rodgers does what Aaron Rodgers does.
Have you ever heard of Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, but hey, 17-0 outscored.
How many times has he done this to us? How many times? How many times we fought back, we had a chance to put him away, and again, we don't try to put an end to it. And again, we're not 10-3, guys. We're not worried about a playoff spot.
I think we're trying to make a statement,
and guys, they fought so hard, and guess what? Go for the kill. Go for it.
I understand it, but what I'm telling you is you coach. If you're going to be a football coach across the board at any level, you still have to put your team in the best position. Whether you're 3-10 or 10-3, you still try to win that individual game.
30-27, Green Bay.
Not today.
Green Bay beats the Bears 30-27. There was a lot of positives today. I know it's hard right now in the moment, but there was a lot of good things today.
Not the third quarter, though.
No, the third quarter was awful.
The third quarter. Fourth quarter, we were good.
312-981-7200. We'll take a ton of your phone calls. We have a lot of reaction. John Fox, Matt Barkley was great. A lot to talk about here. It's Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by your local Chevy dealer, ChevyDriveChicago.com. Hot and heated to start the show on 720 WGN.